What's up, my fellow business owners? Nicholas Trevilian here. There's a lot of you guys know me, Coach Nicky T. I want to unpack something today that I think is going to add a little bit of energy to your business, to your marketing. So a buddy called me up, one of my best friends, my surf buddy, Chris, this morning. And he said, yo, Nick, what's the best CRM I should use for my new wholesaling business? He's a real estate flipper and wholesaler. And we talked for a little bit, and it had me thinking about what is the best CRM out there. What is the best video editing app out there? And if you're like me, you're trying to grow your business on social, you're trying to blow up your business and your marketing, your funnels. Is that you? If that's you, throw me a thumbs up, throw me a little love, or drop me a comment and say, yo, that's me. Are you somebody that's trying to build your business? They're legitimate questions that we all run into. What is the best CRM? What is the best video editing app? What is the best social platform to grow your sales on? What is the best funnel building software? And my answer right now that I'm going to give you is probably not what you're expecting. Do you want to know what the number one CRM out there right now is? The one you're using. That was my response back to him. The one that you are focused on. You see, with CRMs or video editors or whatever, they're kind of like Coke versus Pepsi versus Sprite versus Dr. Pepper. They'll all do the same things. See, oftentimes we spend time analyzing this features list in a CRM or in a video editing software. The thing is, guys, the one that you're using is going to get you the results. What's the best social platform out there? Is it TikTok? Is it podcasting and Spotify? Is it Instagram Reels? Is it Facebook? It's the one that you're using. Are there people right now, this will prove the point, are there people right now that are making $1 million or more on YouTube? Yes. Are there people right now that are doing that on TikTok? Absolutely. Are there people that are doing that on Instagram? Mm-hmm. Yep, got that. Are there people that are doing that on Facebook alone? Yes. Are there people that are doing that on Google or pay-per-click? Yes. Is this making sense? It's the one that you focus on. If you look at it this way, what's the best gym, like the one to get fit at? What's the best gym in your city? The one you're going to. And here's why. Pretty much every gym, whether that's an LA Fitness or an Anytime Fitness or 24 Hour Fitness or just keep going, right? Planet Fitness, what do they all have? Odds are they all have a treadmill, section of treadmills. Odds are they all have bicycles, probably got that too. They all probably got some weights. They all probably got some machines, got some dumbbells, right? So is the dumbbells at Planet Fitness on the corner by your house different than the dumbbells at the Anytime Fitness, other than the colors of them? Same treadmill, same bikes, different manufacturer of the equipment. What the game is you actually showing up to the gym, showing up and using the treadmill, eating clean, using the equipment. Does that make sense? So oftentimes in business, it's no different than that stupid little gym analogy, right? You could run on the street in front of your home and get in shape. You could do push-ups in your garage and get in shape. Could you not? So it's really not the plan. And yes, you can get into the plans and the programs and all the above if you're a competition bodybuilder. But if you just wanted to lose 25 pounds, go on a walk outside of your house. You don't even need a gym. Back to the CRM question. Guys, it's 2023, the time I'm recording this, right? ClickFunnels and Kartra and I use Kajabi and ActiveCampaign and High Level. Just pick one. They all do pretty much the damn same thing. Now, are there different flavors, just like Coke versus Pepsi versus Dr. Pepper? Yes, I'm a root beer guy. I love it, right? That's my thing. Or like a Diet 7-Up. You might be a freaking orange soda fan. I don't know. But the same is true with CRM. So to answer his question, just pick one and go with it. The best video editing app. Guys, I'm out there. Captions and CapCut and iMovie and Mojo or the TikTok editor, are they all pretty damn similar? Yeah, you can splice a video. You can add your captions on it. But we spend this time in research mode. Today, can I just highly encourage and inspire you to get the hell out of research mode and get into do mode? If there's a gym on the corner by your house, sign up for that gym. Find the one that you're more willing to go to, that your buddies or your girlfriends go to, and show up to that one. Then go lose 20 pounds. Then talk to me. Then we can have a conversation about what is the better CRM. Funnel builders, dude. This is the one I get asked a lot. I help people build funnels and do marketing, all the above. What's the best one out there? ClickFunnels is great. I use Kajabi. You can build funnels in MailChimp. You can build funnels in ActiveCampaign. Pick one. Go with it. Find an email autoresponder and go with it. Then get contacts. Then get sales. Then down the road, work on what is the best. The guy, my buddy, my surf buddy, Chris, I love him. He's just getting started. He's not going to know the difference in a ClickFunnels or a Kajabi or a Kartra or whatever, right? So getting one and going with it, picking the gym and going with it, find a video editor and going with it, finding a social media app and going all in on it, TikTok, whatever. Get great at it. Heard a really great interview with Mr. Beast. You've probably heard of Mr. Beast, number one YouTuber of all time, worth millions, right? Somebody asked him, how do I get better on video? And he said, record 100 videos, then call me on 101. On the 101st video, then we can talk. And he broke it down. And what he was explaining was you learn more by doing, okay? You'll get more fit by going to any gym, okay? Lifting freaking sandbags or freaking trees or rocks for that matter, than you will researching on a Yelp review what is the best. And I, for some reason with small business owners, we get caught up in this paralysis by way over analysis where you're trying to research and research and research. I got the same guys that have been researching a funnel builder been asking me the same damn question for 3 freaking months. You asked me the question in February, what was the best funnel builder? Then you asked me the same conversation and the same question in March, same conversation in April. You could have just picked the first one that you found that had a free trial and ran with it, whether that's email marketing or text message marketing. Video editing, I know, is the big one. I get asked this all the time. How do I record my podcast? What video app should I use? Pick iMovie. It's on your iPhone. If you don't like that, grab CapCut. If you don't like that, grab Captions. If you don't like that, grab Mojo. Get one and learn the crap out of it. Then make that your thing. So back to my buddy's question. What is the best CRM? I told him Kajabi. Why? Because 2 years ago, I made a decision to go all in on Kajabi. It was just something, I was like, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to build my whole business. And I said, is there better software that has other features? Yes. However, I have thousands of leads that I've generated with my funnels, and I'm using this to build a business. So what is the best? The one that I'm using. So what is the best CRM for you? Pick one, run with it. What's the best video editing software? Guess what I'm going to say? You probably know this answer already. Pick one, run with it. Is this making sense to you? Is this adding energy to you today? Drop me a little comment below if it is. What's the best marketing platform? The one you're using, right? What's the best funnel builder? Again, guys, they all do the same stuff. There's so much amazing technology out there. You just have to pick one and run with it. Pick the gym and run with it. And this was on my heart this morning because I had that call with him. And maybe you as a small business owner are running into this. That's why I wanted to drop this for you. Pick one and run with it. Stop researching. Stop studying. Stop down the rabbit hole of YouTube videos. Well, so-and-so uses this. Find one that you're comfortable with and learn the crap out of it. Because all email autoresponders will allow you to email. All funnel builders will allow you to build funnels. All video editing apps will allow you to edit video. And yes, other ones will come out with features. And here's what I told him. I said, dude, that's what I know today. And guess what? In a month from now and 6 months from now, there's going to be a new whiz-bang shiny thing. You want to know a big trap a lot of business owners fall into? They start with one, then they run to the next shiny one because it's flashy. Find one and run with it. At the end of the day, guys, people have been selling shit for hundreds of years and thousands of years. See, people used to sell stuff without funnels and without Facebook and without social media. And what did they do? Go to old-fashioned, shaking hands and meeting people. And all technology is meant to do is help speed up and emphasize the art of meeting people. All a video app is really meant to do is just allow you to get your message out there faster. All the sales funnel does is allow you to capture people's business cards and name and information. All an email autoresponder is meant to do is help you facilitate a sales conversation. And no matter what you do, to this day, I have yet to find a business that doesn't sell either through a phone call, a Zoom call, or a face-to-face in-house appointment. Most people that are here in this group, that follow me, that study our stuff, you're not selling spatulas on Amazon for 99 cents. You're not buying them from China. Odds are you're here as a service-based business. You're most likely in high-ticket sales and sell something $1,000 or more. And you are going to sell. There's no way around this. Either getting somebody, a prospect on a phone call, getting them on a Zoom call, or getting them in a face-to-face meeting, whether that's at a coffee shop, at your office, or in their home. That's the game. And all a video editing app is meant to do is to get your exposure out there, to get them to get to know who you are. All a CRM's meant to do is allow you to capture their data and follow up with them. All a sales funnel's meant to do is facilitate them to getting on a sales call with you. That's all it's meant to do. So pick one and run with it. All a gym's meant to do is help you give the tools to get fit. And it's up to you to show up. You could show up as little or as often as you like. So in summary, what's the best CRM out there? I use Kajabi. I love it. But pick one and run with it. Pick a video and app and run with it. Pick a social media platform. Go all in on it. And pick a funnel builder and go all in on it. Hope you learned something from this. And in summary, guys, if there's anything you can do to help your business, we got a couple things coming up for you. We have the Sales Summit coming up on July 19th with Andy Elliott and Tommy Mello as our keynotes. You want to learn something about sales? I think Tommy Mello, who does 9 figures per year, will teach you. You want to learn something about how to grow your sales? I think Andy Elliott, the world's fastest growing sales trainer, will teach you. If that's something you're interested in, go to sexysalessummit.com and lock down your free general admission tickets. And then last but not least, if there's anything I can do to personally help you, I would be honored to get on a 30-minute free business and marketing audit. These are my favorite things to do ever. We hop on a call. I look at your social media. I look at your sales funnels. I look at your marketing. I give you my feedback as a marketing audit. We can chat about your business. We can chat about your brand. Go over strategies. These are free. And if you'd like to do that, guys, that's simple. It's call with NickyT.com. But more importantly, I'd love for you to identify and use this as accountability. I'd love for you to identify what is that thing that you have paralysis by overanalysis in. Is it your CRM? Is it the video builder? Is it an email builder? What is that? I want you to identify that, and then I want you to come up with a solution. Too bad the champ is here, taking all of the contenders. Remember my name and all I became. The boy.